The largest, most sophisticated tornado chase ever is roaming the Great Plains looking for storms. Vortex 2 wraps up a 5-week trek on Saturday. The original Vortex inspired the movie Twister. In the film, scientists chase tornadoes past flying tractors and right through an intact, rolling farmhouse. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports that the actual roving experiment hasn't been quite that kind of a white-knuckle ride, but it is cracking some of the mysteries about tornadoes and finding ways to save lives.
Every spring here in the Midwest, kids, even little ones, like these 5-year-olds in a Kansas City preschool, have to learn about tornadoes. They have lots of questions.
How do tornadoes start?
Yeah, how? How do they start?
Good one. Fact is, nobody knows, but the federal government's spending $12 million to try to find out. Tornado sirens blare as a fierce storm lashes Maysville, Missouri. The sky is dramatic. A tornado seems imminent. A few miles away, in a truck humming with equipment, Eric Rasmussen watches, looking for clues as to why some intense thunderstorms spawn twisters and some don't.
Well, that's the question that the whole experiment is about. You get a storm that looks like this, it really... Normally we would expect it to be producing a tornado, but it's not. So hopefully all the data we gather, when we analyze it later, we can answer that question.
This truck is the command post for Vortex 2. Rasmussen shifts his attention between the clouds churning outside his window to the radar images and data flashing on his screens. Bright dots map some 40 vehicles he's deployed to surround and monitor this storm. Herbert Stein operates one of them.
I'm big blue right here. This is a mobile Doppler weather radar.
10 radar trucks rush into position ahead of the storms and paint the weather systems with very high-definition overlapping images.
If you look at all the data with all the radar, and it is, it's like little slices through different levels.
Hail-dented minivans and trucks with banks of whirling gizmos on top fan out. Then there's Sean Casey's homemade tank.
What we have here is a 14,000-pound armored vehicle called the Tornado Intercept Vehicle, or TIV for short.
Casey's a documentary filmmaker, not officially part of Vortex 2. He built this turtle-looking, ironclad monstrosity himself. See, close isn't good enough for Casey. He wants to drive into tornadoes. He loves them.
Tornadoes, you know, they're magical. They're these ethereal entities that... seemingly appear out of nothingness.
Unfortunately for Vortex 2, the jet stream took a freaky turn late this spring and all but shut down the High Plains tornado season. The fleet roamed a month without seeing a single twister. Finally, the drought broke in Wyoming. Baseball-sized, windshield-cracking hail pummeled the Vortex Armada as it caught its first actual tornado. But Josh Worman says they were all over it.
We got more scientific instruments, more different kinds of data of different varieties, more radars, more surface instruments than we ever have before. So it is by far the most studied tornado ever.
And Worman, who co-directs Vortex 2 with Eric Rasmussen, says those mountains of data will come in handy.
If we can understand more about tornadoes, then we can make better warnings. If we can get the warning lead time up from its current 13 minutes to 20 or 30 minutes, that's great. People's lives will be saved. If we can reduce the false alarm rate from its current 70% down to 50% or even lower, then those warnings will be more precise. People might take action more if they know there's a lower false alarm rate.
Back in the command truck, Eric Rasmussen is tapping out a message to the rest of the fleet. No tornado today.
Mission has ended. Nice deployment here. Okay, that's it. And now we start looking at tomorrow.
Rasmussen brings up a complicated-looking weather map and plots the following day's course. He's also looking ahead to the second year of this experiment, and perhaps to better hunting when Vortex 2 goes on the chase next tornado season. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.